The descendants of the kingly order are definitely designated as watchdogs, and they must keep themselves at the door. On what grounds can dogs enter the house and claim to dine with the master on the same plate? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The inexperienced Brahmin boy certainly knew that the king asked for water from his father, and the father did not respond. He tried to explain away his father's inhospitality in an impertinent manner, befitting an uncultured boy. He was not at all sorry for the king's not being well received. On the contrary, he justified the wrong act in a way characteristic of the Brahmins in Kali Yuga. He compared the king to a watchdog, and so it was wrong for the king to enter the home of a Brahmin and ask for water from the same pot. The dog is certainly reared by its master, but that does not mean that the dog shall claim to dine and drink from the same pot. This mentality of false prestige is the cause of downfall of the perfect social order. And we can see in the beginning, it was started by an inexperienced son of a Brahmin. As the dog is never allowed to enter within the room and hearth, although it is reared by the master. Similarly, according to Sringi, the king had no right to enter the house of Samika Rishi. According to the boy's opinion, the king was on the wrong side and not his father, and thus he justified his silent father.